Do you have a cat that's dangerously underweight? Don't be like FSU's offense, because you can score a touchdown with Don Bailey Jr.'s Cat Weight Gainer 3000. And here's even more great news. DBJ will have the promo team set up in the press box on Saturday night to hand out free samples. Unlike the Eat Until You Explode media buffet, we ask that you limit yourself to just one sample per person. See you out there tomorrow, and go Canes! We are legally required to tell you that test subject Brian Monroe has reported symptoms of ED after taking our product, which has put a pause in our FDA approval.
Wow. Now the ads are taking shots at Mr. Monroe County. Holy smoke. Let's go right to him. Don Bailey Jr. joins us this morning. DBJ, how you doing, man?
Just keeps getting better every week, though. Every week.
It never stops, boy. The creativity flowing through is unbelievable, man.
Oh, I'm telling you. And it really shows up when you and Bo are going at it.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Yeah, it's bad. Hey, man, I know all these ACC games have been close, and I was looking at the numbers and just a few highlights and reading about the last game against Duke, and they just can't score points. Their defense has played well enough to win a bunch of games. Offense is scoring 15 points a game. It's not like they're playing all the powerhouses. DBJ, you got to get healthy if you're the Canes defense. Lance Guidry's defense has got to get healthy this week and put up some good numbers. What's your take?
I agree with you, Joe. I mean, Florida State was scoring 40 points a game last year, and you know how we're stacked with 10 NFL draft picks and some free agents and a bunch of first rounders. And really, what they're missing the most is the quarterback spot. I mean, they just can't get it going. They're just barely at 50%, and you know they've had some troubles throwing some picks, and it's just not working out for them. And I'm okay with that because I'd like to beat Florida State this year, so it's okay. I'm glad they're suffering a little bit, and you know, like you said, it'll give an opportunity for this defense of Miami to come out and have a great day. And I think that they have to do that because we're just a little over halfway done. There's a heck of a lot of football left to be played.
It's fun, and I don't worry about it. I think it's great. Last night I watched a Heisman show. I don't know if you had a chance to see the Ashton Gentry and Travis Hunter and Cam Ward were the three guys that they were talking about last night on ESPN. And Cam now with 27 touchdowns, 24 through the air and 3 running. DBJ, I had no idea he was going to be this good. You've seen them all play, and I'm not talking about them being a first-rounder or their NFL careers. Where's this guy ranked from what you've seen through this half a season compared to some of the other guys?
I think it's important to say half the season because if Miami wins the ACC championship and they get into the playoffs, I think it just magnifies what he did here even more. I think that's a big part of it because – if, you know, with all the numbers and the touchdowns and the production, if you lose two or three games, it kind of gets lost, and that's unfortunate. So I think you got to finish out and really do everything you can do to win that the ACC and for sure get into that game. But you just look at the pure numbers, and we're going to be talking about them for years, Joe.
Yes.
I mean, you know, they're going to sit in the record books for a very long time, in my opinion. Now, I hope that's not true. I hope that the next guy comes in and can do the same thing. But, you know, it just doesn't seem to happen that way. But, you know, the part that I don't want to get lost about Cam in these numbers is, first of all, he's such a team guy. And he manages both sides of the football extremely well. And I'm not talking about on the field. You know, the way that he manages the team in the locker room, the way that he interacts with the coaches and the players – This is not a fly-by-night event here for Cam Ward. I think he's proven to the people in the National Football League or when they start talking about him in draft conversations that you've got a guy that is a bona fide blue-blood quarterback. Yeah, he can play, and yeah, he can make the throws. And I'm sure, you know, when you get talked about by the NFL, they go the other route. You and I talk about what he does great. They talk about what he can't do.
Right.
But what he can do is he can lead. And That doesn't always happen at that position. There's guys that come in, you know, ask the Jets. I don't see how that guy has done such a great job of leading, you know. But you look at Cam Ward, I think that's the thing that impresses me the most, and his composure in all situations. And so nobody's talked about this. He's handling this success. That's the big part about it. He is the most the guy out of everybody on that team that has got the spotlight on him, and he doesn't want it. He deflects it. He talks about his other players. He talks about the wins. He is not ego driven on this, and I think that's huge. You know, he's a very humble guy, but he works now, and that's the other side of it. He works.
Hey, DBJ, I wanted to ask you, so to start the season, Florida State's defensive line was supposed to be the strength of their team. Matter of fact, one of our former UM guys is now on that D-line. How have they played overall, the defensive line for Florida State?
I think that's the strength of their team. You know, they've got two defensive ends that are from South Florida that are pretty darn good, that can get to the quarterback. And
Marvin Jones Jr., he's one of them.
Yep, yep. The baby shade tree, right? I mean, he can get to them, and then, you know, and then those two defense tackles, Joe, you bring them up. I think they're both NFL guys for sure. And I don't mean like camp guys. I think that there's, especially the one that was playing here, I think he's going to have a career in the National Football League, because they just don't make guys that are 6'4 and 6'5 and 330 pounds that can run. And both of those guys create problems. And so their D-line is legit, and it's really about two deep. You know, there might be seven guys that can cause you problems, and they're very good. And then they got the linebacker play is good. And actually, that defense is not the issue in Tallahassee. It's absolutely not. They've got a defense in place that can cause problems and win games. Just ask Duke about what they faced on that side of the football.
Yeah, would they end up with 185 yards and won the game?
Boy, how bad
was that offense turning the ball over for that to happen, to your point? Yeah.
Yeah, they just turned it over and turned it over and turned it over, and they just were relentless with it.
This would be a good test for that offensive line, which we've been bragging about, and they have been really good. And now Jalen Rivers is back, and having those guys, that's a nice big offensive line. It'll be a fun matchup to watch during the game. How about their secondary? That's where they've been making a living, and they don't get a lot of takeaways, that defense.
No, they don't. But you know what? Those guys, the safeties, are guys that got a good range, and they're involved in the run game. And I think the big thing that you've got to realize about that secondary is if they get help from those defensive ends, you know, that, and get quarterback pressure, whether it's from Jones or Peyton, that's a big deal. But this, the Brown guy, the safety, number one, I mean, he's got almost 50 tackles already on the year, Joe, and had a big game, game one against Georgia Tech, where he had 13 tackles. And he's a guy that's come up with some picks, and, you know, he's a career guy. I think he's pretty darn good. And then Cypress, the corner, is big at 180 some odd pounds, and he plays the game pretty darn physical. And he's got 39 games under his belt. So, you know, they've got experience. You go to the safeties, 30, he's got, what has he got, 20 some odd games, and then you've got a couple guys that have got, you know, double digit starts and 30 and 40 games under the belt. That's big.
I tell you what, though, so far, and I think it's going to happen again, I think everybody that plays against this Canes offense now is going to change the way they play offense. I expect FSU to go for it on fourth down.
Yep.
I expect they're going to take chances because they don't want to give extra possessions and more time of possession to this Miami Hurricanes offense. You agree with that? We've seen it on special teams too a lot.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I don't think people are talking about that enough. And you know, you talk about what's going on, you know, with Miami's defense. Well, people are taking chances on special teams, like we talked about, and they had a score on special teams. Louisville did return to kick, and you know, they're going to have to take more risk when you're dealing with an offense that can put 50 on you in a blink. And I think that's what happens, and that's the hardest thing to prepare for. You can prepare for 85% or 90% of what people have shown, is that it's that 5, 10, 15% that they pull out of the bag. And if you're not prepared for it, then, you know, you end up suffering some of the consequences. But you're 100% correct on that.
Yeah, and I understand. They're desperate, man. They're desperate with one win. I didn't expect that. But I got to tell you, man, forget all that stuff because it's Big Daddy Bailey's birthday today. Did I see the big fella turn 91? Are you kidding me?
How about that, Joe? And, you know, here's all he wants. He wants to know if you'll join him at Joe's for dinner and then go get a lap dance before 6 o'clock tonight. That's how we can get home for bed.
Hey, and you wonder why he's still going strong. You wonder what it is, and you just hit it. Great food and a couple of nice looking ladies somewhere just to look at.
Yeah, he's still going at it, man.
I gotta tell you, he is the best. And big happy birthday out there, Big Daddy, if you're listening right now. 91st birthday and going strong. Still comes into the office, still likes to check in and see what's going on, huh?
Yeah, well, he does. He likes to say, if he hears you're there, he's definitely coming by to say hello. You know, you ain't going to miss a chance saying hello to you, man.
You get that guy a big old fat piece of cake, will you, for me tonight?
I'll get him. You know what, Joe? I'm gonna give him some of that key lime pie. That's
Lord, that's right. If he's not going to Keys anymore, you might as well give him a nice. Yeah, find a nice place and give him that, and let him go after that a little bit there. That's great.
That's what we'll do, man.
Hey, Don,
that's
thank you, man. Do. And happy all birthday. Right, happy birthday, yeah. Your father. That's fantastic. I hope he hears. Pops, happy birthday, man. Great stuff.
All right. Thanks, JoJo. Have a great weekend.
All right. DBJ, Canes radio analyst tonight, and he'll be there for the call tomorrow. Can't wait to see what's going to happen tomorrow night at Hard Rock. And I couldn't sing happy birthday. Is that right? We can't sing? Are you serious, Woody?
No, I'm going to be honest. I forgot to check. But
why'd you tell me just you were afraid?
Because I don't want to get sued.
Not sued. They don't sue
you.
I
don't care if you get sued, but
it's not that you get sued, you just have to pay. I can't believe somebody owns Happy Birthday.
Yeah. Maybe you should put in a bid to buy it. You do seem to like that song.
Well, I mean, come on. You're like, happy birthday.
Yeah,
it's
a good song.
Hey, right now I want to talk to you about Baptist Health, Sal Ford, before we hit this 9 o'clock hour. Never know what he's coming with, top of nine. Don't go away for that one. That's always fun. Baptist Health South Florida, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. People ask me almost every day, where do the pros go? And I go, well, enter Miami, Miami Heat, Florida Panthers, and Miami Dolphins. Isn't that funny? They're all playing right now. FIU and FAU always playing. Take care of those doctors, those team doctors, the top specialists in the country. They put together, I think it's at 35 of the top specialists that do nothing but work on high school, college, and professional athletes, not just here in South Florida, but from all over the country, because we have so many specialists that are considered to be the best in their field for the knee and the shoulder and foot and ankle and hand and back and hip and knee replacement, Achilles, all the injuries. Hey, let's be honest. If you're competitive in a team or individual sport, no matter what age, you do know that sooner or later we all get injured. It sure is nice to have Baptist Health South Florida, though, always there to take good care of us with three great locations that I always like to talk about. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, out at Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the practice facility, and 595 in Pine Island Implantation. You get everything you need. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy, playing the sports you love the most as quickly as possible.